Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this connection of the officer with the committee is interesting, and I do agree it's been raised before, and I didn't understand it then, and I don't understand it now. There's a lot to be done, certainly with the database, with the resources that are available at the current time, and with the agenda of this body. There have been suggestions for the establishment of a trust fund for technical cooperation, and certainly I could see that relating very directly to and requiring a officer with responsibility for capacity building work. A committee, I'm less sure I understand. If I think back to the non-aligned proposal, at least the version of it from some years back, the elements of that committee's mandate and the issues it would address, in fact, provide the structure of the agenda for MX1. I think there might be one exception, but by and large, this is a group of experts convened to discuss and address those issues. So what exactly more is envisioned? And how, in fact, would that directly create a requirement for a cooperation officer to support it? Or is what I'm hearing a political linkage, in which case I don't understand the logic of connecting those two either, since they are both things that would be of particular benefit and interest, I would think, to a particular subset of the state's parties. So I'm simply confused and took the floor to register my confusion. Thank you.